Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined now by a guy we're excited to talk to because this is the first time we've talked to him. Frank Ray, a man whose new EP just came out last month, Get You Some. And let me tell you, you want to get you some of this EP because it is awesome. Frank, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Doing great. I feel like things are going very well in your world right now.
A lot better than anticipated, honestly.
Yeah.
It's completely shocking to me, but I'm taking it one day at a time.
Oh, I bet. Well, I bet.
We've had a chance to listen to the new EP, man, and this thing, ooh. I mean, it's like, you know, like when you hear something and you're like, oh, this is going to blow up. Like,
yeah,
we go ahead and call ourselves Frank Ray hipsters? Like, we knew Frank Ray, like, before Get You Some blew up?
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. I am really, really excited about this project. Matter of fact, when the session players were playing on this record, every time we left the booth, or they left the booth, they were just like, man, this is some of the most musical and, like, fresh material that we've got to play on in a while. You know, and so I was just really, really proud of that. And it's such a great representation of who I am as a person and as an artist and the kind of music I want to put out into the world.
Well, you know what I love is I love your backstory. I love the idea that you were a police officer and police officer turned like major musician now. And so
yeah.
I'm really curious, is that something you always had on your mind? Like was before you even became a police officer, you had this idea that you wanted to write and sing music?
Oh, yeah. Since I was a kid, about as long as I can remember. I think my family figured out early on that I could carry a tune and they did their best to nourish that. But yeah, you know, when teachers would ask me, what do you want to be when you grow up? It was always a singer. And they're like, all right, what do you really want to be? Because that's really hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The public education. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, no, get something more realistic. Be a doctor, a lawyer. Which I don't think anybody wants me to be either of those.
Yeah, things. They're like, be a cop. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a cop.
Yeah, I found myself in the world of law enforcement. And I'm grateful for it because it was just a great life experience and a, you know, I made some lifelong bonds there with some really great officers and people in the community and stuff. But for the most part, music has always been my life's passion, and I've always wanted to do it. And luckily, I found a path, you know, with my manager, my band, and we started thinking, like, all right, well, we can really do this. And luckily, Nashville had their finger on the pulse, and here we are.
Yeah, you know, Frank, I have a question about that. I mean, you go from knowing you want to do that, then you go into the police academy, you become a police officer, and then things start to change because you've got this music and you're performing and people start to notice it. At what point did it hit you when you're like, wait a minute, something's happening here. Like,
yeah,
something's changing. I'm getting noted. Like, what was the point that you could nail down that you were like, wow, we're going to a whole nother level now?
It was really a lot of it. We started out in the Texas country radio market, kind of hitting that regional scene.
Uh-huh.
My manager had some experience there, and so he would kind of take me to do a bunch of radio stuff there. And we'd play a bunch of little honky-tonks throughout Texas. And when it got to the point where, like, the demand became greater for us to go out and perform, and I found myself being either late or completely missing my Sunday shift
at
the police department, it was like, okay, well, there was only so much time off I could take. And eventually even the chief of police was just like, if he'd catch me in the hallways, he's like, are you still here? Like, when are you leaving?
Oh, wow,
I don't
really?
I don't know if that says anything about my caliber of the kind of work I did in the police department or if they just believed in me. But either way, it was just one of those moments where I was like, you know what, I really got to do something. And at the time, I was just going to stick with law enforcement because my wife was having we just had our brand new baby who's 5 now.
Oh,
but
congrats.
She was 3 months at the time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, we need benefits and a steady gig and all that stuff. And she was like, no, man, you really got to go out there and chase your dream. And so luckily with, the direction of my manager and, you know, the ambition of my band, we just hit the ground running and we've been going ever since.
Wow,
was it terrifying at all? Was it scary to make that transition?
It was the scariest thing I've ever done. And I've had guns pointed at me, man.
Wow. Wow.
Really?
Wow. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was the scariest thing because everybody is, you know, you're putting everybody's hopes and dreams and aspirations on your shoulders and hoping that it works, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's something that a lot of people aspire to do, but we all know this industry is, there's a wealth of talent out there, and so the odds are always stacked up against you. And so the fact that it worked out is a good thing.
You know, and I can't even imagine how that would feel knowing that you have a family to support
right,
and a new
right.
baby, and yet you still have to make that so difficult decision about trying to follow your dreams. Like, I can't yeah. imagine what kind of pressure that is.
Well, and luckily I have a, you know, very supportive wife and very supportive family and team, because they were just like, hey, look, everyone else in the world has confidence in you, Frank, except for you. So just go out there and do it. And that's really what it took. If logic would have set in, I would have stuck it, and I would have stayed with the, you know, being a police officer. So
Right.
Well,
luckily my family's just as crazy as I am.
Yeah. Well, I want to encourage everyone to get you some, because this thing is a banger. Country'd Look Good on You, dude. That is a banger.
That's a radio hit to me.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I do. I love it.
And, dude, it's been, first of all, it's great chatting with you. We hope we get to chat with you much more in the future. But also, thank you for putting out just good music for us to bob our heads to.
Well, thank you so much for the support, too, honestly. I couldn't do this without the support of country radio. That's really kicked off my career, so
good.
I appreciate that. And any chance I get to come back in Chicago, I'll definitely be there.
Yes.
We hit this one pizza joint. I think it's like Illuminati's or
something. Illuminati's, yeah.
Luminati's. Yeah,
Luminati's, yeah. Like Illuminati's. Uh-oh, careful.
Right. Illuminati's is a much different pizza place, yeah.
Dart behind this.
Yeah, no.
That was just incredible. Incredible pies over there.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for the time, man.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for the support.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.